Fondazione Radio Magica presents Pordenone, the City of Swallows. Corso Vittorio Emanuele, written by Elena Comasati, read by Sarah Jane Green.
This year, 260 youngsters were born and 44 nests were registered along Corso Vittorio Emanuele. An average 2 broods per season and 3 to 4 eggs in each nest. They are not like humans, who give birth to fewer and fewer children nowadays. This is what the journalists wrote in local newspapers in 2017. Who are we talking about? About swallows, of course. Beautiful birds with black and white bodies and a thin and elegant little head, which migrate and fly from all over the world to reach Pordenone, nest and then leave. How nice to hear the inhabitants say, "Look, they're back. We'll look after them. Here are the little ones. What should we name them?" And then they wait for the swallows to take flight, sing festive songs in spring, fly young and hopeful along the main street of the city, Corso Vittorio Emanuele. Poets should write about them. A musician, perhaps a harpist, should compose a few melodies for them. Among these species is the common swallow, which nests throughout the historic centre like an ancient noblewoman, conscientious and accustomed to the luxury and privilege of the frescoed and painted palace. Perhaps swallows did not choose to nest there by chance, in the attics of the frescoed palaces of the Corso, once called Domus Pictae. There are also more reserved swallows with a gruff character. Mountain swallows, a rarer species. And then there is the house martin, which looks like a butler dressed as a penguin. He too flies here and there and can be spotted near Verdi Theatre. As he would also like to attend cultural events, the house martin has a slightly frivolous character. Swallows function as a biological indicator of the quality of the environment, write the newspapers. Those who live in the city are swallows, first friends. What a great feeling of community. Here in Pordenone, swallows feel at home.